I'm at the Olimex booth and I'm talking to
Svetlana Uzunov. I'm Olimex owner.
What is Olimex?
Olimex is a small company in Bulgaria. We are doing electronic design, PCB assembly, development tools. Recently, we made this do-it-yourself modular open source laptop.
You made a laptop that's open source?
Yes, exactly. The laptop comes in kit form. It has components which you can assemble by your own hands and later run Linux on it.
But it looks very much like something like a Acer Aspire 1 or one of those.
Exactly. But here we have every design files and CAD files open. They are made with free software with KiCad, so everybody can download KiCad, download our source files, and if he doesn't like something, he can modify and make it up to his test.
So you could you sell these kits, obviously.
Right now, the kits are ready as hardware. We work it almost a year, maybe more than a year on it, but the software is still very immature. Okay. So we need about a couple of months to polish the software so it becomes usable.
So when somebody gets a kit, presuming that they don't make them themselves, what's inside the kit?
Inside the kit, you get the plastic parts, speakers, Wi-Fi antennas, LCDs, the main boards and other boards. And you have assembly instructions, which are very simple. For 1 hour, you can build your own laptop and you can start developing. The good thing is that everything is available. Everything is free. You have freedom to change. Even the keyboard, for instance, we use a small Arduino board, which makes USB heat keyboard. So if you don't like the keyboard layout or something like this, you can have sources here, recompile, upload new firmware, you get a new keyboard firmware and new keyboard behavior.
Fantastic. But surely I'm going to need to know how to solder and how to cut.
No, it doesn't need any soldering. Everything is pre-soldered, tested, assembled. You just have to put everything together.
So why don't you just sell completely made laptops? Why would I put it together myself?
Because it will have no fun. You can buy assembled laptop everywhere, but this laptop you will build with your own hands. You will know every bit of it. If something breaks, every part is available as spare. So if you broke a key, you don't have to throw the whole laptop. Just get a spare key and replace it. If the battery die after 3 years or something, you just disconnect the battery, put new battery, and your laptop is again like new.
So I can make modifications to your drawings.
Absolutely. We uploaded everything on GitHub, and we start getting emails from people that like said, "Oh, but this is ARM architecture. I want to make my own with MIPS, or I want to make my own with PowerPC." Or so we give a templates. We give a base which people can tweak up to their own needs. If they don't like something, they can change it, because everything is open and they have access to it.
What sort of processor, what sort of motherboard do you get?
We start with ARM processor. It's a 64-bit quad-core ARM processor, and we are going to move to different platform later. The idea here is to make a laptop which is lightweight. Its weight is less than 1 kilogram. The battery has to last 1 day, so you can travel with it, you can do some small hacking like programming Arduinos, do other coding or something like this. This is not developer machine. This machine will never do Linux kernel or fancy graphic stuff. This is just something like portable laboratory. Our next step is to add small FPGA board, which will transform this laptop also to oscilloscope and logic analyzer. So basically, you can get it with you, go somewhere, sniff some protocols on hardware level, analyze them, do things like this.
And if I got the laptop now, is that something that I can add later?
Yes. As you see here, we have plenty of space to put another board inside. So if you want to add some functionality which is not available now, no problem. It's up to you. Everything is given you in your hand. This is like a tool. What you will shape, what you will do, depends of you.
Why did you make it open source? what's stopping somebody from sending all the designs over to China and producing thousands and millions of these devices? You don't see a cent.
Well, we do this for fun. We spent over a year to develop this laptop, and it was fun while we developed it, and we learned a lot of stuff while we developed it. I don't care if somebody takes the design and start to produce in China. Even now, there are millions of different laptops, but nobody gives you this freedom, which we are doing. If you go to China, nobody will release you the schematics, the CAD files, the things. So basically, if you buy market laptop, you cannot do lot of stuff to modify it. Here, you have absolutely freedom to do whatever you want. Some people ask, okay, but the LCD is not with good resolution. I say, no problem, go to eBay, find EDP display with bigger resolution, spend another 200 euro just for the LCD, put it in the laptop, it will work. Because you have the specs, you have the schematic, you have everything. And you can do this on this laptop because everything is open.
Absolutely awesome. How much is it?
The base kit is 225 euro. It's about $240, something like this. Yeah. But this is the beginning. As I said, we are going to release additional modules with FPGAs where you can synthesize different CPUs like RISC-V or something if you want to develop with new cores and things.
Fantastic. So that's all coming up this year. Anything else we missed?
I don't know.
The links to your website, and then go now and take some photographs, will be in the show notes for this episode. Thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the show.